Monday morning up in Adam, trying to go to school on this rainy day and trying to learn some English expressions on this damp Debbie Downer Monday.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the expressions we have for you today will put you in a better mood, because these are some happy things going on and a little bit of unhappy, but it's looking pretty cool. So
sure.
We're down here.
Well, sometimes people hate the rain because your socks get wet. Mm. If you step in a puddle. Mm. Some people really like the rain. Maybe you're head over heels for the rain.
Oh, yeah. Head over heels in love. Meaning madly in love with something or turning over completely in a forward motion, as in a somersault. I don't think they mean that literally. Your well, heart feels like it's doing somersaults. It's flipping around. You're so excited.
Sure.
For example, I think I'm falling head over heels for her. She has a great personality and is also very attractive.
Or he is known to head over heels for every woman he meets.
Mm-hmm. So that's got to be an interesting origin. I mean, I think about that. I'm like, head over heels. Did somebody literally like do a somersault because yeah. they liked somebody so
well,
much?
Perhaps. This isn't so surprising that the head over the over heels is used to describe someone falling in love, because in the past, head over heels literally meant a fall, a bad fall, like a somersault where feet or heels go up above the head. So eventually people started to connect this with the expression fall, or of falling in love.
Mm.
Also, somersault quite well shows the happiness and excitement of people in love, you know?
Yeah.
So the original form of this idiom was heels over head at the first time when it was coined, but it later changed to head over heels at the end of the 18th century. Can you believe that? In the 1700s? This is also when in love was added to the idiom. Head over heels, in love.
Yeah.
With the rain, but usually it's for somebody.
Yeah, well, actually, considering the rain, our next little idiom here kind of fits, I guess. Happy as a clam at high tide. Meaning to be extremely happy and content. For example, if I have a comfy sofa and a bag of potato chips, I'm as happy as a clam at high tide.
Or she seems as happy as a clam at high tide. I wonder what's making her so calm and content.
Huh. So, I mean, as you guys know, a clam is a sea creature with a soft body encased in two equal-sized shells, which lives in the sand in shallow water at the seashore. And when the seawater retreats at low tide, you know, the water is gone. So this creature is often attacked by hungry predators like seagulls, who pick them up and drop them on rocks to get at the squishy insides.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, that's how they eat them. They pick them up and drop them from high heights. But when the water rushes back to shore at high tide, it covers the clam and protects it from these hungry enemies, which means high tide is the time when a clam is safest and happiest. So eventually, it gave rise to the saying, as happy as a clam at high tide.
Yeah, unless you got out of bed on the wrong side, or got out of the wrong side of the bed, you know, you're just feeling groggy.
Yeah.
You don't feel that content at all. You're unhappy, feeling blue. You're beginning the day feeling such emotions, a bit uncomfortable as well. For example, you can say, you seem to be in a very bad temper today. Did you get on the wrong side of the bed?
Or like, if your boss is super cranky, I think my boss got up on the wrong side of the bed today. He's been awfully grumpy all day.
Right, so this idiom originated a super long time ago in the ancient Roman Empire.
What? Did they even have beds back then?
Right, when people had many superstitions about luck and fortune and so on. So one of those was that getting out of bed on the wrong side, which was the left side, would bring them bad luck. Which side of the bed do you sleep? Left, right?
Depending. Are we looking at the bed from the foot of the bed to the head of the bed?
Yes.
Or then the left side? but the walls are too close on either side. Like, we've got like shelves and things. So I usually come out of the bottom of the bed.
Okay.
I scooch on down and like do that thing.
Cheating the superstition system.
Yeah.
Well,
that's interesting, because in Latin, sinistri, or Italian too, I think, is the left side, the sinister side.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. So for them, getting out of bed on the left side in the morning meant bad luck for the whole day, which eventually made them feel bad from the moment they woke up. And very lastly, foam at the mouth.
Oh, foam at the mouth. To be extremely angry. For example, look at how angry he is. He's foaming at the mouth and throwing things around. We should probably leave before he catches sight of us.
Right. So this explanation of the origin likely originates from diseases and viruses we see in rabies as well that make swallowing difficult. And for some, it can prevent the person or the animal from swallowing at all. As a result, saliva builds up and foams around the mouth.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. And coming with rabies especially is irritability. Like light makes you annoyed, water terrifies you. And so, yeah, you just lash out angrily without any reason.
That's right. I think William Shakespeare was one of the first ones to use this in this play, Julius Caesar, around 400 years ago. He fell down in the marketplace and foamed at the mouth and was speechless.
Oh, man, that almost sounds like epilepsy. Like having a seizure.
I know. Maybe somebody should have taken him to the hospital, perhaps.
Yeah, at least put like a spoon in his mouth so he didn't bite his tongue.
Well, there you have it. Head over heels in love, as happy as a clam at high tide. Get out of bed on the wrong side and foam at the mouth. Whether you're happy or sad, you're in love or angry, hopefully you can use these expressions. Here is ABBA.
Head over heels.